today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
Leaders need to be activated to function. That means we need an area that you need to operate in, and you need to make it better. I was sent to this region to make it better. You were sent to this ministry to make it better, not worse. To be an asset to the ministry. A functional, active leader. A functional, active father. A functional, active mother. A functional, active wife. A functional, active husband. A functional, active ministerial advisor here at the church.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Function in Your Call. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Psalm 37, verses 30 through 34.
In the word of the Lord to the people of God, after a storm, and whether you know it or not, God slowed that storm down. And you can play with it if you want, man. But God slowed that thing down. I don't know where that thing came from. I don't know what happened. I don't know, somewhere off of Mexico. And I believe there's some atmospheric stuff going on in the spirit realm. And the nation isn't ready for what's coming. We playing games, but there's a disturbance, man. And God didn't allow that thing as a Cat 5 to go through Central Florida. It would be major devastation. All of our plans gone. I'm hearing reports of people just getting their lights on. And it's serious. And what's happening in North Carolina and Tennessee and what's happening in South Carolina, North Georgia, with people just having no power, no lights from the last hurricane. And then you got people in Tampa, and some of our members, like Brian Green's children, live over in Tampa area. And thank God that they were safe. Amen. Thank God that they were safe. This is major, people, and I don't want us to lose it or to miss it. I see you at the house of the Lord today, and it's good to see you. And I'm glad that you're in the house. I'm going to be talking about leadership and not just survival. Stay in the ship of leader, and God will bless you. Because I'm the captain of this vessel. And we're going to talk about leadership, staying in the ship. Fantastic voyage. Y'all don't know nothing about that, but I'm I'm from the old school. Let's get to the word. Psalm 37, verse 30 through 34. The word of the Lord reads like this: the mouth of the righteous speak wisdom, and his tongue talks of justice. The law of his God is in his heart, and none of his steps shall slide. The wicked watches the righteous. I always feel like somebody's watching me. Well, they're watching you. He even seeks to slay him. That's what the Bible says, that there's somebody that wants to see your demise. Look at verse 33. The Lord will not leave him in his hand. In other words, God is not going to let the wicked one touch you, nor condemn him when he is judged. Even if you're wrong, he said, I'm going to work with you if you stay in my hands. Look at 34. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt you to inherit. Come on, I got an inheritance coming. I got some land coming. inherit the land when the wicked are cut off. In other words, somebody's occupying your house. Somebody living in it. If you do what's right, you're going to get some keys. Anybody got keys? I need keys to be pulled out prophetically. I need to hear some keys. I need to hear some keys. There you go. Let me hear them jingling. Jingling, jingling. I need to hear it. Look at that. Come on, let me hear the jingles. Ooh, somebody's about to get some keys. Somebody's about to get some keys. Somebody's about to get some keys. Behold, I give you keys of the kingdom. Whatever you bind will be bound. Whatever you loose will be loose when the wicked are cut off. Look at the word. It says, when the wicked are cut off, you shall what? It's going to happen in your lifetime. I'm dealing with leadership, and I need to make sure you understand it, because all of us are leaders. I dealt with settled in your purpose this morning. Today's message at 11, function in your call, from the series Leadership Essentials. Function in your call. Settle in your purpose this morning. Now function in your call. I call you leaders. And you may not feel like you're a leader because you're only looking at what I'm doing. If you're a husband, you're a leader. If you're a wife, you're a leader. If you're a mother, you're a leader. Even if you're a child in your mother's or father's house, you're a leader. Somebody's watching you. Do you want them to walk in your footsteps? Are you laying down track for their future? Are you only thinking about me, myself, and I, or yourself? Because as I shared with you in Galatians 6 this morning, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, he will see it. He will also reap. Father, I give you praise for this moment, and I thank you for this message and for the segue into it. And I thank you for the attentive ear to hear, for the mind that's aflame to comprehend, the heart that's pumping, Father, to feel and to receive, and the spirit that's open to contain the word. And we give you praise for this moment in time. Give us vision for where there is no comprehensive unfolding revelation. The people cast off restraint and use me for your glory. We get the growth. You get the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I just wanted to say I'm grateful to the Lord that our church is still standing. Just south of us, tornadoes ripped through Port St. Lucie. I heard that churches were destroyed. Vero Beach, Port St. Lucie as well. Vero Beach, Port St. Lucie as well. I heard of a church being destroyed. And our prayers are with leaders and people who are not in their church tonight, today. And houses and neighborhoods, a trailer park with 55 and above. Totally destroyed, several people killed. We need to really get serious because that easily could have happened to Palm Bay. Actually, if the hurricane didn't track in the center of this county and it went up north, you would have seen the tornadoes here. We have to say, Lord, thank you for mercy. Lord, have mercy on us. I have an assignment and I need to deal with leadership. Do I have your attention? I said every one of you under the sound of my voice and those that are watching are leaders. So guess what the enemy wants to do? There is an attack on leadership. It's severe. The enemy didn't want you to get to where God wants you to get. He wants to kill you, and that doesn't mean you kill when you lose breath. He wants to kill, steal, and to destroy while you're alive. Listen to what I said. He wants to kill you. He wants to steal from you and to destroy you while you're alive. And he wants others to see it, to be stripped. And he's after leadership. He's actually after potential. He's after your potential. He doesn't want your potential to be realized. The enemy doesn't want me to be here. I almost got ran over by a tank when I first got in the military. I wasn't used to that kind of serious reinforcement or armor or those type of heavy equipment that does damage. And I was on a training base, and I was trained as a young person to always listen to leaders and never question leadership. That's the kind of rearing that I had. You don't question the leader. You do what they tell you to do. I was told, in coming up in my faith, in my church service, if your leader says the sky is blue and you see that it's black, what color is it? Right? Because you're going with your leader. But what if it's in reality it's black? It's nighttime. They still wanted us to say what the leader says is right. They trained us that way as kids to not question leadership. So when I left home and went in the military, my leader told me to lay there and don't move. And I'm watching this tank come my way. And I laid there. And laid there. And laid there until I had to roll out the way. And it rolled right in the same spot that I was laying. And that's when I realized in my mind, you better think for yourself. And you better get your head together. Because I trusted in what I was taught as a young person, and it almost killed me. Now, should we listen to leadership? Yes. But it shouldn't be contrary to knowledge. And if your leadership is contrary to knowledge, you should forsake it. You're laying in places that tanks are about to run over. And you trusting in what you believe? You got to roll out of the way and get yourself up so you can live another day. Can somebody say amen? Amen. I was embarrassed to say that I trusted in what a person would say almost to my demise. But that's how much training is valuable or invaluable. I believed in what they told me. And God honored that. He said, if I give him my word, he'll believe it. And he won't instruct my people the way he was instructed. He'll lead them to higher ground. And that's what I'm here to do. I don't want none of you becoming a groupie of me. I don't want none of you trying to mimic me, mimic Jesus. I don't need that in my life. You should mock the man. You should follow me as I follow Christ. But I'm not trying to raise up no groupies. You don't have to cut your hair like me. You don't have, oh my God, almost trick daddy y'all. You don't have to do any of that like me. Oh my God. Write it down, active leadership. Is what we call functional leadership. Function in your call. Some people are lethargic in their call. They're stationary in their call. But I believe God is calling us to function in the call. So active leadership is functional leadership. Leaders need to be activated to function. That means we need an area that you need to operate in and you need to make it better. I was sent to Palm Bay to make Palm Bay better. I was sent to this region to make it better. You were sent to this ministry to make it better, not worse. To be an asset to the ministry. A functional, active leader. A functional, active father. A functional, active mother. A functional, active wife. A functional, active husband. A functional, active ministerial advisor here at the church. Or director. We must be functional and active in our duties. And when you're given an assignment, you should go for it. Make it better. I would much rather pull your coattail and tell you to slow down than to try to push you to get you started after you've been released to do what God has called you to do. I would much rather tell you you're a great mother, but you can shift over here to make it better than to try to get you to go home and give the baby a bottle. You don't even know that you're supposed to feed it. You have no motherly instinct. I would much rather have to tell you this is how you work with your family, man, versus trying to get you to pay bills. What are you talking about? There are things we should already know. We need to be functional and active. Glory to God. I believe it is a style that helps us to focus. When we focus, we're focusing on main things. We're not focusing on the infinitesimal or that which is very small. We're focusing on the larger things as well. We're focusing on things that require action. And so functional leadership is a style of leadership that focuses on action or taking action. And this message is designed to get us that are leaders to help motivate those who we're overseeing and who's following us to become active as well. How can you expect anybody to come to church when you don't show up as a leader? I want you to think about that. You're a leader, but we don't find you until it's time for you to do duties. You have to be sometime the first to get here and the last to leave. That's the same way if you started a business or if you're on the job. Nobody should be late to the job. Nobody. And if you're a leader, you cannot claim leadership status and you're constantly late. They don't go hand in hand. Leaders are not, they don't postpone, they antepone. They get there before time. Most people get to their appointments after time. They postpone appointments, but we want to change that here at Truth Reveal. We want to be there before the appointment, the required time. I don't want you to just come to church and get here at 11:30 if you're in the late service. I want you to be here 15 minutes before 11. I didn't get any amens on that one. Don't come telling me I'm tired, you're a leader. You can't say that. You can't do it. Now, let me tell you something. It is possible because I saw it in the women's conference. Friday night, this place was packed out on a Friday night with women. So don't tell me all the ladies, all the singles, all the married ladies should have been saying amen to me because you did it yourself. Friday night, it was packed out. Those of us that were working here, the men, we were all standing in the foyer saying, wow, look at this. And everybody was worshiping and engaged. Saturday morning, the same thing. Saturday morning, this place packed out like a Sunday morning with women. So don't tell me it's not possible. And I shouldn't have a church full of females as leaders. We should have some men up in here, and the men should be counted with being present. When it's time to worship, why you got your hands in your pocket? Why won't you lift up your hands and give God some glory and stop trying to be deep and stop trying to be masculine and just be a worshiper? And I need you to be here like I'm here. You criticize me all day, but I do what I got to do to make sure God's work is going forward. And when my time is up and the next person is here, hopefully they'll follow something that I did right. What are you going to do when you're watching over souls? You're late for it? You're late for watching over souls. You can't be late for that. It's life and death. Do you know if God wake you up at 6 in the morning, 3 in the morning, and tell you to pray that somebody's life may be in the balance? You ever had that kind of responsibility on you? Even when they acting foolish? They don't even know why they drive the enemy trying to kill them. And God said, get up, pray. Now pray. Yes, Lord. But I'm tired. Pray now. Holy Ghost moved like that. And I got to call name while you slow ride. You don't even know that just a mile down the road, the enemy put up a trap for you. And God averted it. Not because of a leader, but because they're obedient to pray. God calls us to do certain things, and he called you to do certain things, and the church won't grow if you don't do what God has called you to do. I believe God wants us to focus in our leadership style. We're talking about active leadership. To focus on actions and behaviors. To focus on actions and behaviors that lead to effective leadership. I have a natural propensity to see flaws. I can tell when something is out of alignment. But I'm really trying to grow to a person that affirms. We must affirm. We must affirm. We must what?
Affirm.
We must affirm. Start affirming. Like I said, you check your life out. I can see when something is out of alignment. But we must balance it. We want to focus on attitude and behaviors that lead to more effective leadership. What I'm teaching right now, I believe will help you on the job, in the community, in the home, wherever it goes, because all of us are leaders. I believe active leadership also, please write it down, is a team building concept. Leadership can't just be about individuals. It's always about the team. A team-centered approach to developing leadership. I'm only as good as my team. I have to take responsibility for my team's actions. But I'm only as good as my team. I have administrative duties, I have operational duties, I have facility management, I have pastoral duties, congregational care duties, I have worship responsibilities, upward, outward, and inward reach. I have executive duties. I have a mandate for city officials, and I have to be in and out of their offices. And there's no way that I can manage all of that alone. So I have a team that works with me. You may call them up, and sometimes they won't return a call. But usually people blame me for my team. That would be like somebody, every time your child made a mistake, they blame you. How would you handle every time they sped? They riding down the road going over the speed limit and you get a call. I knew you were crazy. They blame you for it. It is short-sighted to blame me for everything that my team does. Yet I'm going to stand in the gap. My sister helps me with my clothes, but she's her own person. She is not me. She has a husband. They live in their own house. Actually, I've never visited her house yet. All of y'all that want to say stuff, you got to know what you're talking about. That she's her own person. I've been there for her, but she's her own person. And I'm my own person. Nick and Eric went down there and checked our father's home out in Titusville after the storm. I didn't go. They went. Nick tells me what's happening with our dad. He's there almost every day. So you can blame me for what? The dynamic is different. You got to understand what you're talking about.
And all of us are different. You don't know my schedule. You don't know how I move. I have a staff to handle certain things. And sometimes they may miss it. But I'm not going to go and tell you. I just take the brunt. That church ain't doing it. That church ain't. Okay, listen, we got people. But I have to stand up for my team. We got a job to do in the city. And when you do leadership, you need to stand up for your team. If you ever stepped up in a supervisor position, you'll understand. When something go wrong, you got to take the buck. You got to say, this is where it stops. I'm not going to sit there and say, I didn't do it, they did it. No, if you're on my team, I'm going to take it. That's what leaders do. Just like if your child got in trouble, you're going to let the child take, the cop take the child and run them up against the jail cell, or you're going to say, okay, I take responsibility. Don't do them. Let me handle them. Believe me, when I get through with them, they won't be back over here no more. But I don't want you doing that. Let me handle it. That you stand up for what you're responsible for. Well, I do the same thing.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Function in Your Call, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Men, the registration for Legatus 2025 Men's Advanced Reloaded, taking place at Truth Revealed on Friday and Saturday, January 10th and 11th, is now open. Visit our website, truthrevealed.org, check out the mobile app, or scan the QR code in the foyer. You do not want to miss out on this experience, so save the dates, schedule a reminder, and we will see you at Truth Revealed.
Ladies, instead of the regular scheduled fellowship, Awakened Women will join Pastor Sabrina, the Health and Wellness Ministry, and a host of Truth Revealed family members in the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk on Saturday, October 26th at the Avenue Vieira. Opening ceremony begins at 8 a.m. and the walk starts at 9 a.m.
Thrive Youth Ministry is the place to connect middle and high schoolers with their peers in a fun and high-energy environment where they can learn and grow together every Sunday at 8 and 11 a.m. Join the movement and thrive with us. Calling parents and guardians of middle and high schoolers, join us for Family Connect on Sunday, October 27th at 1:30 p.m. Strengthen your bond with your teens in this engaging and free event presented by Thrive Youth Ministry. Register now at truthrevealed.org. We'll see you there.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.